Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Water Cooler Wednesday. We have a stellar panel of water cooler participants today. Mr. Wayne Garrett, live and direct from Dallas, from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and Mr. Mitch Queen.
Sounds serious, doesn't it?
That's what he said. Mitch Queen, right? So, guys, welcome. We wanted to spend a few minutes today and just talk about we're not getting a lot of questions, right? We're primarily, this call really is to get you guys to, raise capital. How do you raise capital? How do you talk to capital? What should you be doing in the learning process in order to move yourself forward? So what are those key things that really, we want to do or you need to do? And I'm just assuming that if nobody has any questions, Wayne, Mick, about raising capital, then they've got plenty of money. Right?
Yeah.
So you guys have plenty of money, just go ahead and type into the question board and say, "Hey, I'm flush. I'm loaded. I don't need any more money," right? So, and we were talking about Wayne and Mick and I were talking earlier, and one of the bonuses you get, right, is that Wayne was sitting where a lot of you new guys just a little more than 6 months ago, right, Wayne? Right, so June of 2021. So Wayne's a process guy, right? And he kind of jumps right in and he does it. But Mick and I, we're OGs, right? Not that Wayne's not, but he's not as old as Mick and I.
No.
But we haven't had to do some of these things in a long time, Mick. That because we've been around the block a lot, right? And but Wayne has. So we wanted to share, have Wayne share with you guys today what that looks like, what you should be doing. And if you've got questions, please type them into the question board. But Wayne was sharing with me, and he said, Joe, he said, I was up in Raleigh last night, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I did a presentation at Triangle Rhea. And interestingly enough, that was at one time was one of the biggest RIAs in the US, and it was and we had about there was about 90 people there, 80 or 90 people there last night. And most of them were newbies, right? And you know what all the newbies wanted to be? Wholesalers. Oh my God, we want to wholesale. We want to wholesale. And then I start talking about buying on terms, buying and selling on terms. And do you know the ones that walked up and went ahead and purchased a 3-day class last night or signed up to go to a 1-day class that Eddie's going to do next weekend? The ones that were burnout landlords, right? That was that avatar that came up. And they, so guys, it's a big deal. One lady, Rosemary, we had a 10-minute conversation. She said, Joe, everything that you said about burnout landlords, I was like, I've lived it. I know what it is. I just want to do something different. And then Michael, another guy, same thing. And so, guys, we're not just saying this for our, to hear ourselves talk. We're not, here to just entertain, right? So, Mick knows my favorite saying is, what is it? Education without action is entertainment. So, anyway, but it's good to hear that, right? And I hadn't been out talking to people live and face to face that were brand new in the business. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. Don't miss doing the travel though. Oh my God. So anyway, so Wayne was saying, Eddie was saying yesterday on the call, hey, run some numbers for me. And Wayne's like, well, what? Tell us about that, Wayne, from being the new guy on the block, right?
Right. So, as far as being the new guy, that like I was telling you earlier, it's exposing things, bringing things up to the surface that are really weaknesses, maybe things that I've been using other tools as maybe a bit of a crutch. For instance, the Excel sheets. Note School provides us all with a ton of Excel sheets to pretty much do any deal calculation that you need to do. But on the calls, Eddie realized, and he's become reliant on people like you and Mick. You guys are very proficient at the calculator, and it allows him to focus on the deal a little better while you have somebody run the numbers and then spit the numbers back. That's not
it. Sometimes Mick has to rescue me and sometimes I have to rescue Mick.
That's the truth.
But anyway, Wayne, go ahead.
It hasn't been in my wheelhouse. So now as part of this position, I feel like, well, I've willingly painted myself into a corner and it's because I want to grow. So right. I'm going to work to become proficient at the calculator so that Mick can take up rollerblading. He's wanting to do rollerblading during these calls.
Hey, I got the elbow pads for him.
Tell me that. Pants.
Is he going to get some of those tight pants?
I don't know. I get that far into it. He just said he was dying to go rollerblading. So
okay,
that's it too, man.
So let me ask you a question, Mick. Since we're standing around the water cooler here,
sure.
Do you get many questions on the liaison side about how to use the spreadsheets or where they are or whatever it is? So I just wonder if you guys are even using the spreadsheets.
No, there really is not a lot of questions come back in. Typically when we'll go through a liaison call, okay, this is basically introducing students to the website and what the pages look like and what kind of resources they have available to them. When we're in the training modules and then we jump over to the download materials buttons, okay, in the upper right hand corner you're going to see all the spreadsheet solutions, okay,
right.
And we will talk about those for just a second. And it's pretty much, hey, you know, as you're going through a call, okay, even if you're watching one in the archives, open up that spreadsheet and follow along with it, okay? But the other tool that we talk about during the first liaison call is the financial calculator. And I tell everybody, and if I haven't said this to everybody, please accept my apologies. The financial calculator is going to be the hammer in your tool belt.
Right.
Okay. This is going to be the thing that you can turn to at any time, any given moment. If you're sitting there talking to somebody about financing a property for them or they're going to finance it for you, you just do this on your phone. There's no reason to have a laptop in front of you or, you know, a big spreadsheet or anything like that. Just get proficient at the calculator and run the numbers right then and there.
You know, so I just got to jump out there and say, I'm looking at the attendees today. We've got some folks I hadn't seen in a while. Well, I saw Justin Bogart. Hey, Justin, how you doing? Justin doesn't know how to do HB12 or a 10B. And, you know, he bought 200 or 300, brokered a couple of hundred notes over the past 3 or 4 years, right? So I'm joking with you, Justin. And my buddy Al Curiel, how are things in Chicagoland, sir? Anyway, but you're right. And I think some of our guys are saying, well, you know, where are the spreadsheets, right? Of course, they're on the website, right, Mick? I mean,
yes.
And you get those. Actually, those are downloadable. When you guys went to a 3-day class, we had them there for you to download. We had the partial graph or the partial spreadsheet, full, sell, partial. And then we also had the hypothecation spreadsheet on doing a pledge.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just, I'm not saying stop trying to do a deal to go learn how to do the financial calculator, but guys, this is just part of sharpening that steel, right? Getting out there and doing that. And then I'm sure that all of you, all of us, right? We made some New Year's resolutions, right? And I'm not going to harp on that, but what I am going to say on that is that, you know, I was joking with you, you know, are you flush on cash? We did have somebody, let's see, it was Lisa Anderson. She says wrong. She's because when I said flush with cash, right? And hey, Justin, hope you're doing well, man. And the girlies are doing well as well, the karate experts. Anyway, you know, so I guess the rest of these guys on here, other than Lisa, are flush with cash, right? So, but Wayne, you know, you've just recently, and like I say, you know, and your first capital presentation, so you joined in June or whatever, and you were doing capital raise presentations in August.
Right.
So, you know, you and so, you know, that's when Did he do the challenge the other? Talk about that a little bit, Wayne.
Doer learner, and I can't emphasize enough. You know, you hear people say, like, one of the things that I hear talk about is you have to know yourself. And by knowing yourself, it's the good and the bad. It's knowing what your weaknesses are and then being willing to face that weakness and move forward. Well, I know I'm a doer learner. I know that if I don't make the attempt to do it, it's never going to sink in. I can think, I can study all the theory, I can watch all the tape that I want, and it's never going to really sink in until I fumble my way through it.
Right.
Mitt could train me for this content position all he wants, but until I kind of fumble my way through doing it and making it mine, I'm never going to get really good at it. And right. So I just take action, and it may be messy action. A lot of times, let's face it, it is, but it's action nonetheless, and you can improve from that.
Well, and you know, that's the thing, you know, that we all have to realize. We know what our strengths are. And I think probably one of the biggest things is that nobody, I say nobody, but I'm not even now, right? I don't feel comfortable asking somebody if they want to invest, right? You know, I mean, I don't, it's not like I, you know, want to go take somebody to lunch and then hit them up and say, hey, you know, I got an opportunity for you, right? I mean, but it's something that if that's what you need to do, you just got to get over it. And, you know, Wayne, you had your first meeting, right? Your first capital wedding invitation meeting, which some of our newer guys on here don't know what that was about. But, you know, basically, Eddie threw down the challenge and said, hey, have a, you know, send an invitation, just like you send a wedding invitation out to some associate people you've known, friends, family, you know, whatever it is. And so, Wayne, you sent out 25 or 30 invitations, right?
Yeah, I sent out the invitations, and of course, had the thing happen that everybody dreads, was what if nobody shows up, or maybe I invite 25 people and one or two show up? Because,
and what happened?
Oh, one or two people, actually two people showed up. It was one couple.
They were one couple, right?
And I, like I've told you, I decided, you know what? I'm gonna work the room like there's 25 people. I'm going to give my presentation. I'm going to do everything as if the room was full of people. And at the end of the day, those two people, I made enough of an impression on that couple that they refinanced their house and pulled equity out of their house and got back with me a month later and said, hey, that presentation you give, we liked it and we want to invest. We've got money now and we want to invest. So.
And Wayne, you and from I've heard, you know, we, you and I have talked about this, you and Mick and I have talked about this, and you know, you, they told you had an exit kind of an interview or a little, you know, a sheet they could fill out, right? And they told you, right? They told you it would be 2 to 3 months because what, they were in their late 40s or something like that, and they didn't have the retirement they knew they needed to have. And they said, we've got to get some money moved around so we can make that happen. And so you knew what to expect, right? And right. They told you. But then, right, they get back with you in 30 days and say, hey, we're so excited about this. We're just going to go ahead. We just refinanced our house and pulled some equity out of it. We're ready to go. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That was totally, it caught me off guard because, like you said, they filled out that after presentation survey and they were on a three to four month time frame trying to move some money around.
And, you know, it again. I go back to the thing, it's not how many people show up, it's how the people that did show up feel when they leave.
Right.
Yep. So Wayne, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, you send out these invitations again, you send out 20 or 25 and you have 12 people or something, half of them show up, right?
Had a much better turnout.
It could have been, it was a week school was starting back or something like that, you know, when you did the first one.
Right. I determined that I wasn't going to just get discouraged because I had a bad turnout, even though the bad turnout turned good.
Right.
I'm going to jump out there and do it again.
Right.
And the the key for me, the key, the magic is to repeat the process. Because if you just, a fisherman who's fishing for food doesn't go to the river and fish one time and catch one fish and say, hey, I'm done. I caught a fish. I'm going to eat for life. It doesn't work that way. If you want to continue to eat, you have to continue to fish, right?
Right. And so, and that's the thing. So the second group of people you had come in, they were all enthralled with it. You didn't have a problem. I mean, guys, if you want to see Wayne's presentation, he recorded it, right? We'll send you his presentation. Just let us know and we'll have Elaine send it out to you, right? You newer guys.
Or guys, you can watch my my Facebook Live. I'm going to go Facebook Live. And this is a stretch for me. I've never done it. So I had to figure it all out. And I'm going to be live on my Facebook page tomorrow at 6:30 Central Time.
6:30 Central to 6:30 p.m. Central Time.
That's on NoteFellow.
At NoteFellow.com. So 6:30 Central, 7:30 hour. And you're going to talk about capital, right? Or investing in notes.
Yes. It's a raising capital presentation. It's the presentation I've done before. It's just now I'm doing it on Facebook Live, and I'm making a commitment to do this every single month.
Right.
I start building up consistency to be that consistent fisherman. That's
well, and you know, guys, go back to one of the Note School TV episodes, the one we did with Jeremy Scott. Jeremy does he's doing his meetup live now. And we just happen to have Justin Bogart. Justin, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to put you on the spot here, right? He's going to say, well, I'm never coming back on another call because Joe's going to put me on it. But I'm going to unmute you. And I just want to ask you a question about, Justin, I guess you've got to unmute yourself. It says self-muted there. So if you don't mind, the question I'm going to ask you, my friend, was it worth it when you started and you had that, and you had that meet, and you started your meetup, right? Was it something that, well, knowing Justin, it wasn't that far out of his conference, right? But still, it takes a special person to go out and do that. So Justin, maybe he may be at karate practice watching his girls, so he may not be able to come on. But you're self-muted, and Justin, we'll get you on here if you can't get it out there. But what's that?
Looking at the chat board, he's like, he's trying to get his mic going.
Oh, okay. Well, I told you I put him on the spot, but we've had Jeremy or Justin on before, and we've had Jeremy on. And guys, it's just kind of getting back into that capital playbook and just saying, okay, what are we going to do? But Wayne has been very gracious. He recorded it. You can watch his presentation. Was it 20 minutes long, Wayne? Was it even that long?
I think it was more like 15.
Right. And you can have his slides, right? I mean, you probably, and if you want to push everybody to Wayne's website and to Wayne when you do your presentation, you can just leave NoteFellow on there and you can, they'll just contact Wayne and they'll give him their money, right? But so, Mick, being done what you and Janet, do so well for so long, and that's, that's with the liaison piece. What guidance, as we draw near the end here for today, what would you say? We're here in January, everybody's wanting to blow it out of the water this year.
Okay. Well, one of the things is, yes, we can ask for somebody else's presentation. Okay. But when you develop a presentation from scratch, okay, you can start with a template on our capital playbook. Okay, change those PowerPoint presentations, right? Change it up. Okay, you do it personally, and when you do, you become part of that presentation and you know it in your mind. That's going to give you so much more confidence when you stand up in front of even 2 or 5 or 10 or 20 people, okay, and do that, because you know what to expect. You're not looking up at the screen and reading it and going, okay, this is the part I got to do. No, as you're developing your own presentation, you can do it with the PowerPlay or the PowerPoints, okay? Out of the capital playbook, use that as a template, okay? But create your own, own it, and enjoy it. Have fun. just realize that most of the 99.9% of the people out there don't know half of what you know about notes. Okay. And you know, you can imagine in your mind all the questions that people might ask you while you're up there. It never comes up.
Nope. Never comes up. Somebody asked, nope. Wayne, did anybody ask you how many deals you had done?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did anybody say, I don't know. So I see Justin. Justin, hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Good. It's good. Hey, good.
Hey, Justin.
So Justin's a poster boy, you know, right, as well. And Justin, I mean, I remember when you did your first meetup, what was that like for you? I mean, you know, I mean, I know you just kind of started, right?
Right. Yeah, it was. All of us have the same experience the first time. You're nervous, you're scared, you don't know what's going to happen. So I had, I think, three people show up at my first meetup, and they were three of my friends. So they kind of already knew what I did. So I really had nobody new show up to my meetup. But it just started the conversation from there, and I just pretended like they didn't know anything about what I did. And I went through the whole presentation, and they gave me some feedback, which was helpful. And then I proceeded, like Wayne said, I had consistency every month, the same day of the week, the same time of the day, the same location, yep. And I kept it consistent. And then it just kind of evolved from there. And each time I learned something new, and like Mick said, I change up the presentation a little bit. Maybe I do a different case study. Maybe I talk about a certain topic. Maybe I bring in a local guest that may know a little bit right. about notes that I can go back and forth with, like an attorney or this, that, and the other. And I just kept it fresh and entertaining like that.
And Justin, you are you doing it still on Facebook Live, or are you doing it live again? What are you doing?
I'm experiencing some bad internet, so I'm not sure if my talking is garbled. No,
we can hear you just fine. Are you back doing your meetup live again, or are you still doing it on Facebook Live?
No, I gave up going live about a year and a half ago. Right before COVID happened, I was just doing it online only. And I do YouTube Live, and I also throw it on our Facebook page. Right. And I get a pretty consistent turnout of people just kind of all across the country. And then I get a lot of replays afterwards, because it just makes the logistics of recording the presentation easier if you just do it on live.
Yeah. And you know, you met Monica at Masters, I think, Justin, and you know, of course, these guys know her as well. And she, you know, she just advertises on Facebook Live, and she talks to people. She does Zoom calls with people all over the country. So guys, don't think that it's going to be a drill down, right? You're going to, show me how many deals you've done and all this, you know. And Jeremy Scott, and I think you met Jeremy, Justin, but he said, you know, he said, somebody asked, you know, if somebody, I was prepared. If somebody asked me that question, I was going to say, I'm associated with a company called Note School and Colonial Funding Group. They've been in business for 40 years and done over 40,000 transactions, or $3.5 billion in transactions. And I think he did actually have somebody ask that, and that's the way he answered it. And they never ask another, nobody else ever asked another thing. So, you know, it's just
that's
the
a great
way.
Answer.
And it is a good answer. So Justin, so we'll get you on here and we'll talk more about that. And when is your meetup, or your live your podcast? When is that? And so these people can kind of, are these people, the are these guys can kind of go in and watch you do what you do.
Sure. Yeah, we call it a broadcast because it's just video only, and it's on our YouTube live channel, which is Bright Path Notes. And it's on the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern. And Richard Thornton is on with me as well. He's kind of my co-host.
Yeah, cool. So Bright Path, BRIGHTPATH Notes. And what'd you say again, the second Wednesday?
Correct. Second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Very good. Justin, we're going to have to run here, but thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we'll talk soon. Wayne, thank you, buddy. So when is yours? Yours is tomorrow night?
Mine is tomorrow night at 6:30 Central.
6:30 Central. And how do they find it? Just go to your YouTube channel?
Go to Facebook and look up Notefellow as a group, because I have a NoteFellow page, and I'm starting there. I'll end up doing the same as Justin. As this thing goes, it'll evolve and get better, and I'll expand out across multiple socials. But right now, I started with Facebook.
So, Wayne, one last thing. So you were not anybody special and had all this knowledge of notes and all this stuff 6 months ago, right? You started where everybody else is.
Right.
And you took some action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, simple as that.
I think we'll leave it at that. So, guys, thanks so much for being on. We're going to jump off, and you will see us again if you're going to be on the Distressed Debt Dealmaker. Wow. Here in about 3 minutes. So, guys, thanks so much. Listen, make sure, and if you have some content you want to talk about capital raise, get on, you know, send your into content, and we'll get you on, right? And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about as far as raising capital, okay? See you guys. Thanks, Mick. Thanks, Wayne. We'll see you in a sec.
You bet, guys.